And here is the Writer's Almanac for January the 7th, 2010, Thursday. It's the birthday of Nicholson Baker, New York City, 1957, author of a new novel called The Anthologist, about a poet trying to write the introduction to a poetry anthology. Nicholson Baker, who was sent off to an open school in Rochester, where he spent his days at home watching sitcoms and playing the bassoon, thinking he'd be a musician. But one day he found his mother reading an essay by John Updike about golf. It was in the New York Times Book Review, and it settled Nicholson Baker on the idea of becoming a writer. He said, "Nothing is more impressive than the sight of a complex person suddenly ripping out a laugh over some words in a serious periodical." Here was Updike making people happy. That was obviously something to be proud of. He spent 6 months writing his first book, The Mezzanine, came out in 1988, a novel that takes place over the course of an office worker's lunch hour as he rides an escalator up to the mezzanine, stream of consciousness record of his thoughts, shoelaces, the evolution of milk cartons, vending machines, popcorn, plastic straws, along with some really long footnotes. Nicholson Baker has written about phone sex, about naked women, wrote a book about his love of John Updike, a book entitled You and I, A True Story. For a while, he was on a mission to save old newspapers and try to persuade libraries not to destroy them as they switched over to microfilm. He even established a non-profit corporation called the American Newspaper Repository, and he wrote an impassioned book called Double Fold, Libraries and the Assault on Paper. Nicholson Baker, a huge fan of Wikipedia, who wrote a column for The Guardian a year and a half ago, How I Fell in Love with Wikipedia, which begins, "Wikipedia is just an incredible thing. It is fact encirclingly huge, and it is idiosyncratic, careful, messy, funny, shocking, and full of simmering controversies, and it is free, and it is fast. In a few seconds, you can look up, for instance, Diogenes of Sinope, or Turnip, or Crazy Eddie, or Quadratic Formula, and you will have knowledge you did not have before. It is like some vast aerial city with people walking briskly to and fro on catwalks, carrying picnic baskets full of nutritious snacks." It's the birthday of the Canadian critic Hugh Kenner, born in Ontario, 1923, who wrote a big book on Ezra Pound, also wrote on James Joyce, author of the landmark Dublin's Joyce, and a critical work on Ulysses. Here's a poem for today by Gary Snyder, Looking at Pictures to Be Put Away. Who was this girl in her white nightgown, clutching a pair of jeans on a foggy redwood deck? She looks up at me, tender, calm, surprised. What will we remember? Bodies thick with food and lovers after 20 years. Looking at Pictures to Be Put Away, a poem by Gary Snyder from The Back Country, published by New Directions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.